Let us now read from the Gospel of John and chapter 8. John chapter 8, page 1078 in the Church Bibles. John 8, beginning to read at verse 21. It's Jesus speaking. So he said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself? Since he says, where I am going, you cannot come. He said to them, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge. But he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world that I have heard from him. They did not understand that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham. Yet you seek to kill me, because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have heard from your father. They answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing what your father did. They said to him, we were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. The Jews answered him, are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, and yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, and the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say, I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Many people claim to be Christians. But how can we know if that claim is true? Many people say they were converted. Maybe when they were a teenager. Maybe at a Billy Graham crusade. How can we know if those claims are true? That's what we'll be thinking about today as we consider John chapter 8, verses 21 to 59. This morning we'll be thinking about most of the passage, but we'll be focusing especially on just three verses. Verses 30 to 32. And we'll see in these verses that Jesus gives us a test for true belief. First of all, we think about why we need a test for true belief. Many things in life need to be tested. They need to be tested because you can't see their true state immediately. You need to dip the oil in your car because you can't tell just by looking at your car whether or not it has enough oil. You need to test it. You need to test your burgers to see if they're cooked the whole way through. You can't tell just by looking at them. You need to test them. And it's the same with people. You can't tell just by looking at a person whether or not they really believe in Jesus. So we need a test for true belief. We need a test because many people who claim to believe in Jesus, maybe even many people who think they believe in Jesus, don't really believe in Jesus. That was just as true in Jesus' day as it is today. In John chapter 8, Jesus has been claiming that he has come from God the Father, that he's been doing what God the Father sent him to do. In verse 29, Jesus says, "He who sent me is with me. I always do the things that are pleasing to him." So he's claiming that God the Father sent him and that he does what God the Father wants him to do. And then in verse 30, we're told, as he was saying these things, many believed in him. But as we read on, it becomes clear that Jesus wasn't convinced that they truly believed in him. The very next verse tells us that Jesus told these very people who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples." And the implication surely is that if they didn't abide in his word, then they weren't truly his disciples. Jesus realizes that people who believed in him may or may not really be his followers. Many people claimed to believe in Christ or thought they believed in Christ. But did they really believe in Christ? This has come up before in John's Gospel, that people who believed in Jesus didn't always truly believe in Jesus. In John chapter 2, verse 23, we're told many people saw the signs he was doing and believed in his name. But the very next verse would at least make us doubt that that belief was genuine. We're told, but Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He knew these people, and he knew all was not as it seemed. That's why we need a test for true belief. So here in John chapter 8, Jesus gives us a test so that we can know when someone is truly believing in him. And that's the second thing that we're going to consider today. What is the test for true belief? Verse 31 tells us that Jesus speaks to these Jews who had believed in him and said, "If you abide in my word, or if you remain in my teaching, you truly are my disciples." The test for true belief that Jesus gives to those who believe in him is if you abide in my word, if you remain in my teaching. The test for true belief is remaining in Jesus' teaching. So how does that apply to us? Well, many people believe in God and think that that makes them Christians. Maybe you believe in God and think that that makes you a Christian. But believing in God doesn't make you a Christian. The Jewish people Jesus was talking to in this chapter believed in God. They even thought of God as their Father. In verse 41 they say, "We have one Father, even God." But that wasn't enough to make them Christians. And if you think about it, even the devil believes there is a God. And that certainly doesn't make him a Christian. Many other people trust in the church that they go to. And they think that that makes them Christians. Maybe you trust in the fact that you attend a good church. That's what you're depending on to make you a Christian. But your church connection doesn't make you a Christian. The people Jesus was talking to here are devoted to their church. They looked to one of the greatest believers of all time. They believed in Abraham. In verse 39 they say, "Abraham is our father." But Jesus tells them that that doesn't make them Christians. Jesus tells us that we're really Christians, not just because we believe in God or because of any church connection we have, but if we remain in his teaching. If someone remains in Christ's teaching, they are a true believer. If someone doesn't remain in Christ's teaching, they're not a true believer. But what does it mean to remain in Christ's teaching? Well, at the very least, it means that being a Christian is about more than making a decision at some date in the past. It means that you're not a Christian because you have made a profession of faith. Jesus says that you are only a Christian if you remain in his teaching, if you continue in his teaching. What is Christ's teaching? Very simply, it's that he died on the cross to save sinners. You must continue to believe that. You must continue to trust him to save you. If you continue to hold to that teaching, if you continue to depend on Jesus each day to bring you to heaven, then you are a Christian. Maybe there's someone here today who's beginning to realize that although you thought of yourself as a Christian, when we look at what Jesus said, that maybe you're not actually a Christian according to Jesus' description. If that is the case, God is turning on a light in your life. He's showing you the reality of your situation. Please don't close your eyes and cover them and continue to walk around in darkness. Listen to what Jesus says. Come to Christ. Accept Him personally as your Savior and Lord. Trust Him to rescue you from your sin. Live as He tells you to. Remain in His teaching. And if you have truly trusted in Christ, that's what you'll want to do. That's what you will do. You'll never want to leave Jesus. You will continue in Christ's teaching. You will continue to depend on Him alone to bring you to heaven. You will look to Him alone to give you everything that you need. You'll look to Him to give you the grace to live as He taught. And He will give you the grace to do that. Philippians 1 verse 6 tells us, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It's possible in a gathering of this size that there is someone here this morning who is starting to drift away from Christ. Maybe some of you young people, brought up in a Christian family, brought up close to the things of Christ. Maybe some of you are starting to think about leaving it all behind. Maybe you've already started to do it. Maybe you're already starting to drift away from Jesus. Or maybe some of you older people. Maybe some of you have got to the stage where you're just going through the motions. You don't really believe it anymore. It doesn't really mean anything to you. On the outside, you look the same. No one can tell you're any different. But your heart has started to drift from Christ. If any of you are starting to drift from Christ, if you're no longer reading His Word, if you're no longer walking close to Him, if you're no longer praying, Those are sure signs that you are drifting from Christ. If any of those things is happening in your life, beware, because your eternal destiny is at stake. If you continue down that road, you will end up in hell. Anyone here this morning is in that position, I plead with you, come back to Christ. Get down on your knees and plead with Him to forgive you, to have mercy on you, to draw you back to Himself, to help you to remain in His teaching. Why we need a test for true belief. What is the test for true belief? The third thing we see today is the outcome of the test for true belief. In verse 32, Jesus goes on to say, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Christ's teaching is the truth. And that truth sets us free. The truth that Jesus died on the cross sets us free from the punishment of sin. It is setting us free from the power of sin. And one day, it will set us free from the presence of sin. Ultimately, the truth that Jesus died on the cross will set us free from all the effects of sin. Free from the curse of sin. Free from the sorrow and suffering of this world. Free even from death itself. In heaven. It's foolish not to test if things are genuine. If someone pulls up to you in a van and offers to sell you some jewelry, at the very least you'll want to know if the diamonds they're selling you are real before you even think about parting with your hard-earned cash. If you're looking to buy a car, you want to know that it's in good working order on the inside, as well as being nice and shiny on the outside. But if we make sure to test things like that, how much more should we take Jesus' test? Surely this test that we've been considering today is the most important test that we can ever take, because it deals with the most vital issue we'll ever face. It's a test that deals not just with our possessions, but with our very selves. It's a test not just about something that will affect you for a short period of time, but about something that will affect you for eternity. It's a test for whether you are on the road to heaven or the road to hell. Surely that is something that's worth finding out. Whatever else you know about or don't know about in this life, surely that is the one thing that you must know whether you will end up in heaven or in hell. Here Jesus gives us a test to determine that. Each one of us this morning should take this test. If you continue to hold to Christ's teaching, one day you will go to be with Him in heaven. If you let go of Christ's teaching, you are without hope. You will never see heaven. Let us stand as we come to God in prayer. Our Father, we acknowledge that You are the one who can see into our very hearts. We know that Jesus knows whether or not we truly believe in Him. Father, help each one of us to examine our lives. Help each one of us to take Jesus' test, to see if we really are following Him. And Father, for any who are not, we pray that You would open their eyes to their true situation, and that You would bring them to really put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, Amen.